Our good friends over at Creative Financial Center, cfcadvisors.com, cfcadvisors.com, or mickowens.com. Talk to them today if you are if you're wanting to find out more information on values-based investing, if you want more information on how you can be a good steward of the resources God has provided you, whether that's through budgeting or estate planning, whatever it might be, good folks over at Creative Financial Center are ready to assist you. Following biblical principles, applying that to your finances. I know you'll be impressed with who they are and what they do. Thanks also to our friends at Parker Creative Services. ParkerCreativeServices.com. Find them online for all of your graphic design needs for your church, your organization, your business, whatever it is. If you need a new logo, you need new ad work done, Parker Creative Services is ready to help you. Quickest turnaround time, fastest service, and the best quality that you're going to get out there. That's ParkerCreativeServices.com. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. Okay, all in, Chris Hayes. He's got this screen that appears behind him, and it has the words "the sickness" on it. And he starts off with this commentary going after the NRA. Now, if you don't know what just happened at the NRA convention, it was a raucous event, one of their largest ever, huge hall full of a number of thousands of people. And maybe others, you've heard others talk about this. It was a brilliant move by Wayne LaPierre, leader of the group there. He stood up and he started off by asking, if you're a teacher in the audience, stand up. If you're a housewife, stand up. If you're a fireman, stand up. If you're an accountant, stand up. And he goes through all of these average, ordinary farmers, stand up. Average, ordinary, Joe America jobs. And when he gets through this list of them, everybody's standing up. And what's the point of that? The point of that is to demonstrate that the NRA, people that believe in the Second Amendment, people that believe in the right to keep and bear arms and the wisdom of our founders in instilling that in our founding document, they're not lunatics on the fringe somewhere. They are everyday average Americans. These are not right-wing zealots. These are average Americans. It was a brilliant strategy. And yet, living in the echo chamber that is MSNBC, completely oblivious to the point that was being made there, Chris Hayes goes on this rant. He just spends too much time in Starbucks. He spends too much time flipping through the pages of the New York Times, sipping his Evian water or his soy milk latte behind his thick-rimmed glasses that obviously indicate brilliance and intelligence. In the new hipster suits, sitting there and pretending that he knows oh so much when he doesn't have a clue about normal average Americans. That's the one thing I continue to notice more and more about MSNBC. They don't even know who average Americans are. Now, granted, for economic reasons, for whatever reasons, there's a number of average Americans that support the same political side of the aisle as the folks on MSNBC. But those folks aren't swayed by MSNBC. People around this area that vote Democrat, it's not because MSNBC, they're right there with them. They probably don't even really watch MSNBC. I don't think anybody does. They vote Democrat because of the unions. They vote Democrat for this reason or that reason. And not because they've been sold on this nonsense coming from MSNBC. They truly live in a bubble over there. And they don't understand average, normal Americans. So as a consequence, you get these kinds of commentaries. This is what Hayes said about the NRA. He said, while they did win the short-term victory with the background check bill, that vote could ultimately prove to be the NRA's undoing. Okay, so Barack Obama, the left would tell you he is adored by all, except for the racists. He just wins re-election, the Democrats are riding high. He puts the full weight of the White House behind this background check bill. It wasn't even the full extent of what he wanted. He poured it all in there, man. He went out and got Newtown families and drug them through the mud unconscionably to try to advance his political agenda, and he still failed. And yet Chris Hayes is interpreting that as the undoing of the NRA. They're growing in memberships by leaps and bounds. They've never been more influential. They've never had more contributing members. And Chris Hayes says, well, this is going to prove to be their undoing. He says, because in a lot of ways, it's a classic wedge issue vote in that it separated the NRA from mainstream gun owners. Was this guy even watching the NRA convention? And if they lean into that vote, as they appear to be doing, and mistake it for a victory, they might be spelling their own demise because Americans will come more and more to see them for what they really are. And what are they, Mr. Hayes? A right-wing fringe organization. A right-wing fringe organization. A little bit later, he asserted, people are starting to recognize that the NRA is not a nonpartisan organization. It is a creature of the American political right. It is interested in victories by the American political right. It grows out of the culture of the American political right. It has increasingly come to embrace the fringe margins of the American political right. It never dawns on Chris Hayes. It never dawns on anybody in this echo chamber that the people that they're terming fringe radical right, that those people might be mainstream. That those people may be average Americans. They have successfully redefined the political spectrum in their own minds. Like Professor Weissong at IUK. He was doing his part. Nancy Pelosi's a moderate. They try to move the entire spectrum over. So what was once considered conservative is now far-right kooky fringe. What was once considered liberal has now become moderate. They've convinced themselves of that. If Chris Hayes really, honestly, and earnestly believes that the NRA is out of touch with mainstream America and they've become a fringe radical organization, I wonder if he's ever researched how many fringe radical Americans there are. Because there are enough of them to technically, numerically define them as not part of the fringe. And in fact, what those numbers would reveal is somebody like Hayes, he's the one on the fringe. Just the other end. Guessing that's not going to dawn on his enlightened mind. Thanks to our friends over at Terrell's Auto Service, 613 East Peyton Street in Greentown, Indiana. Any problems with your vehicle, Terrell's can help you out. Again, 613 East Peyton Street, Greentown, Indiana. Whether you're looking for major auto repair or minor auto repair, whether you just need an oil change, I don't know what it is, but it's the integrity and the honesty of the great ASC-certified mechanics over there at Terrell's that keeps us coming back time and time again. The way they treat my family, the way they treat us as customers, as people, helping us to budget when we can for these things. I'm not saying they contribute. I'm just saying they try to give us a heads up so that we can and be patient with us. It's that kind of relationship you want with your mechanic. Check them out, Terrell's Auto Service, right across from the Big Show Barn, the 4-H Fairgrounds. Also, thanks to our friends at Norris Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, Norris will come running. Branches all over Central Indiana, so check out Norris Insurance today. Back for more of the Peter Hegg Radio Show right after this.